AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Israel says it has killed another top Iranian official, which would be the third in 2 days. Israel's defense minister says Iran's intelligence minister was killed overnight. Iran lashed out early Wednesday with multiple attacks on its Persian Gulf neighbors and Israel, using some of its latest missiles to evade air defenses. 2 people were killed in Tel Aviv. Dozens of ships are slipping through the Strait of Hormuz as Iran's oil exports get through.
About 90 ships, including oil tankers, have crossed the Strait of Hormuz since the beginning of the war with Iran. Maritime and trade data platforms report it's still exporting millions of barrels of oil at a time, when it says it closed the key waterway for vessels of the US and its allies. And analysts say Iranian oil export volumes remain resilient. Many of the vessels that have passed through the strait are so-called dark transits, evading Western sanctions that likely have ties with Iran. More recently, vessels with ties to India and Pakistan have also successfully crossed the strait as governments step up negotiations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump will be present this afternoon when the remains of 6 U.S. service members return from the Middle East to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. The crew members of an Air Force refueling aircraft were killed last week when the plane crashed over friendly territory in western Iraq while it was supporting operations against Iran. There's a growing body of data showing the tariffs President Trump said would help American factories are in fact squashing many of them. Data shows manufacturing jobs dropped during Trump's first year back in office. The White House says the Republican president's policies will take time to make a difference. This is AP News. The winner of last year's Iditarod has won again.
Former reality TV star Jesse Holmes has cruised to a repeat victory in the Iditarod, the roughly 1,000-mile sled dog race in Alaska. At the ceremonial kickoff March 7th, Holmes said he wanted to put his best foot forward.
It means everything to me to defend the title. It means I have it, you know. It means I achieved my biggest goal in life, but we're not done, you know. I just want to try to keep pushing myself to do great things.
The course took dog teams and their mushers over 2 mountain ranges, along the frozen Yukon River and across the unpredictable Bering Sea ice. Holmes is a former cast member on the National Geographic reality show Life Below Zero, showing the struggles of people living in rural Alaska. Holmes currently lives on a homestead in Alaska, where his closest neighbor is 30 miles away. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.